Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I think here, whenever we have another Chris on the show, we should have Mr. O'Brien known by another name. We didn't do that this episode.
It would help.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's my stage name, KK, so you can use that. I think we used that last time.
You did, that's right.
That was my real name, Kim Keegan Barnes.
Okay, we have KK Barnes and Gene Steinberg with Chris Rutkowski. I don't know. You know, I always have this theory, Chris, that if the President of the United States tomorrow got on TV and said, ladies and gentlemen, we are observing unusual objects in the sky that appear to be intelligently controlled. They don't appear to represent any threat to national security. Whatever he says, most people won't believe him, and Fox News would get on the air and say he's trying to cover up Benghazi.
Yes. I think there's no question that, you know, we'd like to have a scenario where an official would go on national television and announce that the aliens are really here or whatever. But the fact that many people simply can't trust their elected officials makes that possibility and that scenario not only unlikely, but even if it was to happen, it would be completely unbelievable. It would be incredible and unbelievable. But here's another area where Canada is a little different than the United States. There was a UFO report in 2004 from, oh, is it 2004, 2008? Anyways, it was in the mid-2000s, where a number of pilots, so first of all, these are pilots who are reporting seeing things. They had seen a number of UFOs moving in the sky, like streaking fireballs and so forth. We're talking commercial airlines plus private airlines. They reported their sightings through official channels, through national defense and air traffic control operators. There's a lot of chatter going on. We have these documents. We know that something really happened. We know that these pilots really saw something. There's corroboration from the various pilots about what they had seen. We know this really happened. One of the pilots was the pilot of the aircraft carrying the Canadian Prime Minister while the Canadian Prime Minister was on board. Can you imagine if the pilot of Air Force One admitted publicly, or there was documents showing that the pilot of Air Force One, while the President was on board, had seen a UFO?
And that's a quick way to lose your job.
That is amazing. Just imagine the attention that would be on CNN. Or Fox. And yet here in Canada, we have a document that shows that the Prime Minister was on a board a plane when his pilot had seen a UFO and reported it through official channels and described it as a UFO. Now, here's my thought. If my commander in chief is on board and I've seen something really unusual, I probably would have mentioned it to an aide or to my assistant or his assistant, saying, hey, you know, we should probably tell them about this. It would be very likely that the commander-in-chief would take a look himself, especially if it was something that was ongoing. In this case, it was ongoing for a number of minutes. So it's very possible that, you know, we have an elected official of high rank who had seen a UFO too. Now, I haven't been able to get verification of this, but, you know, just imagine the difference that there is between the two countries where we can make statements like that and have documentation like that. And it just simply would not happen in the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I had no idea that particular scenario had been documented. That is, I think, highly significant.
Yeah,
someone with that kind of, you know, fairly high visibility and responsibility to be flying around the chief of state there reporting a UFO sighting while working. You would never, ever hear anything like that coming out of this country, that's for sure.
Yeah, and there's even more instances. There's a number of documents that have been released from the 1960s now, I think, where the RCMP, the police who were guarding the Prime Minister's residence, reported seeing UFOs flying overhead and reported it to their superiors, and the documentation is there in the government files that UFOs were seen by the security guards working outside the residence, that the UFOs are flying overhead. Wow. Can you imagine that happening with the White House?
Well, we had something similar with Stevensville, which was fairly close to the Crawford Ranch, where, of course, George W. Bush spent quite a bit of time during his presidency. But you had the opposite. You had denials that the object ever entered restricted airspace, although there is some suggested evidence that possibly these objects did violate that restricted airspace around the Crawford Ranch.
Absolutely.
So you have the opposite. You have denials, and you have disinformation, you have subterfuge to try to not make that connection.
Right. Let's not make a big deal out of it, but we're not going to deny it.
Right. Well, here's a question from one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. This comes from Sentry, who's rapidly approaching the 500 post club here at the Paracast.
Let me just tell you before we go on, Chris, Sentry is an expert on the Cash Landrum case.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. And he is mentioning that only a fraction of sightings actually generate official reports, or they bother to call in and report it to somebody like yourself or Brian Vike or whomever. How can we encourage more good reports to be turned in without also boosting the uninteresting ones, as he puts it, or in other words, the misidentified mundane celestial objects, aircraft lights, that sort of thing? Is there a way to properly educate the public, more so than is being done now, to actually get people to, if they see something truly high strange, to get them to report it?
That's a really good question. And I think the short answer is no, that we really can't encourage the more good reports without getting the other reports. However, one of the things that I'm engaged in is science communication. Neil deGrasse Tyson's Cosmos show is wonderful in that sense. I know he's getting flack for some of the portrayals and whatever, but the idea is that I think there's a real need for good science communication and education in our schools. I mean, I'm constantly amazed every year we do the studies of the Canadian UFO survey, of the number of cases that come in that are obvious satellites, that are obvious fireballs, debris from collisions with comets and so forth, the ones that are obvious aircraft and the ones that are obvious Chinese lanterns. And the fact that somebody could be, watching a satellite move overhead or the International Space Station and believe that it's actually a spacecraft from another planet suggests that there is a need for education of the public, to a very, very great degree, a better appreciation of science. So I'm all for that type of thing. So I think the more opportunities we have for communicating to the public about the richness of the universe and the scientific advancements and so forth, and maybe actual, the TV shows, instead of talking about the fantastic cases, let's, have a sort of a, ufology 101 on the airwaves. This is what a satellite looks like. This is what an aircraft looks like. This is what the International Space Station looks like. And notice how it looks pretty strange, and let's compare it to UFOs that are actually reported. I mean, that would be a lot of fun to do and would, help alleviate that. But the reality is people are fascinated. They really want to believe, just like the poster says from X-Files. There's this desire for, being considered special, to be able to see a UFO and have some communication personally with something that's out there. So I think there's no real way to eliminate the bad reports from the good reports in every year. I think that's why it takes a lot of work. And I think, unfortunately, that's why there's so few of us who are actually doing hard studies on the data, because it is a lot of work. I mean, it takes months and months to go through UFO reports, enter the data, and do the analysis.
Right. And obviously, I was thinking, just in passing, and we'll have to do our break shortly, that we ought to have a Kickstarter campaign to raise funds for UFO research and see what happens. Chris Rutkowski joins us with K.K. Barnes. K.K. Barnes? And Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and the UFO and paranormal researcher formerly known as Chris O'Brien, and Chris Rutkowski, we're continuing with the discussion, starting with that Canadian UFO flap and going far afield. And speaking of going far afield, Chris?
Well, yes, this is another question from Century, and it involves a recent question posted by Rich Reynolds at the blog The UFO Iconoclast, UFOs and the Rabble, was the name of the article. And his rhetorical question, Reynolds, that is, quoted by Sentry, is, who in the UFO field, UFO world, is qualified to determine if ufological nonsense has validity or not? Take the reconstituted Roswell Dream Team, for instance. Does the one lone objective partner, Chris Bukowski, have enough clout, mental and otherwise, to thwart the faith-obsessed mindsets of his team colleagues? That is, can you stem the belief fervor of the Dream Team members when their faith in the ET hypothesis takes hold based on very circumscribed evidence? Long question.
Tough one. Short answer, no. I don't think I have enough clout. It is true that I was asked to be on the Dream Team, and I also have to say that I have not received anything that's that's crossed my desk or email that I think proves anything one way or another. In fact, I am very honored that I was selected to kind of be the vetter of information for what is generated. I have not seen the latest batch of photos that were found in somebody's box or garage or something.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, somebody had passed away. I've actually not seen the photos, so I can't comment on them. The ET hypothesis is one that's very, very persistent, and I'm not all that convinced that everyone on the Dream Team is really committed to the ET hypothesis. I think there's a commitment that something very unusual happened in Roswell, and I think there's enough evidence that something very unusual happened that it does bear some investigation and study. And the fact that there's been such a change in official attitude and explanations, from nothing happened at all to, well, maybe something did happen, but it was just the Mogul balloon. And, oh, maybe it wasn't just the Mogul balloon, but maybe we dropped some dummies as well. And, maybe there isn't anything in the government records at all. And, oh, maybe we have found some. I think the fact that there's been such a fluctuation suggests that there is something, there's something that's smoking there. Whether it's still on fire or not, I don't know. But I think there's some very interesting things that probably occurred. Now, the problem is such a long time has passed that we no longer have first-person accounts. We have, in fact, we're getting into the range where we don't have second- and third-person accounts either. The passing of Marcel recently was very sad, but we're going on the fact that there's really no good evidence that there was a UFO there. I mean, there's rhetorical arm waving that's going on that something happened. We do have the fact that something was retrieved. In terms of a UFO case, I make the case in one of my books that it's actually not a very good UFO case. Nobody saw a UFO in the sky, land, and then there's debris or material in the ground, and it takes off, and we're able to look at it again. That there's many close encounters of the second kind where that occurs. Roswell's not one of them. In fact, there's very little to connect what was seen and heard in the skies, in and around the thunderstorm a few days previous, to what was found on the ground. In fact, it's a great leap of faith to suggest that that was the same thing.
You know, I was looking at this new book about UFO conspiracies from Kevin Randall, mm-hmm. and he kind of resurrects or rehashes a lot of stuff, such as Roswell. And we remember what originally happened here was there was a report that went over the wires that they found a flying disc. Mm-hmm. And then that changed quickly to a balloon. They had the photos. Here's the balloon. It's nothing to it. And then the case kind of vanished from the scene for a number of years. And then when they came out with the book on Roswell in the late 70s with Charles Berlitz and William Moore and Stanton Friedman, then the whole case is being resurrected again. But then they were at a point where it's 30 years from the original event, more than 30 years, and they're trying to reclaim memories of something. And you think even people who were there, they've been focused, they've been living through many, many changes in popular culture. And just remembering what really happened was difficult.
Yeah, I don't remember what I had for breakfast today, so I'm not one to talk in that regard. So
I had a raisin bagel.
Yeah, I mean it's true. We're looking at things that are a long time ago. There is a lot of evidence that the government can cover up stuff. I mean, As much as people say that there's a lot of leaks and we've got Snowden doing his wikis and things like that. But, I mean, you know, the Manhattan Project went on under the noses of so many people for so long. The Corona program, which you know, actually flew over Canada at one point and was dropping satellite films and things like that, being retrieved by military programs and so forth. And a lot of these programs weren't even admitted until dozens and dozens and dozens of years after that they were classified. We're only finding out about them now. So I think secrets can be kept. Also, the thing to remember is that area around Roswell, I mean, this was Operation Paperclip time. This was spiriting away German scientists to work on V-2 rockets following the war. So there was a lot of highly classified, very, very important military objectives that were going on at that time. Stan Friedman makes the point it was the site of one of the first nuclear missile bases. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that suggests something very highly classified was going on in that particular area. Whether it's alien landing or crashes or whatever, or something a little more mundane, I think it's interesting that people are pursuing this. I suspect that, you know, there's an interesting story there, but will we ever find out really what went on, given all the subterfuge that's gone on in intervening years? I'm not sure. I'm sure the original site has been scrubbed clean, no matter how many times you might want to go there with a metal detector, if that's the site at all. I think any official documents, you know, really detailing what went on have been shredded and disposed of long ago. They're not going to be filed and sitting in some dusty basement on a military base. And all the people involved are either passed on or have been sworn to such a high level of secrecy that they'll take it with them to their graves. Now, having said that, I don't know what to make of some of the deathbed confessions that have been popping up recently by supposed military officers. I know we don't have any proof of who these people are. There's no follow-up interviews, but they're interesting stories. So I suspect that something very interesting and unusual and maybe earth-shattering occurred that has given rise to the Roswell story, but I would not be surprised at all if we simply never find out what really went on.
I'm going to ask one more question about Roswell, and I think a lot of our listeners are sick and tired of hearing of the case, but I've also maintained if there is one case that demonstrates UFOs are real and something unusual, that's all we need. Anyway, Chris Rutkowski joins us with KK and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think, KK, you should try to invent a different voice, so when you're KK Barnes instead of Chris O'Brien, we don't get that confused.
Pentecost.
Okay. I don't know about that.
No, that was a good impression of John Wayne, I thought, wasn't it?
It's an impression of something. I'm not really quite sure what that something is.
The Paracast.
All right. We'll maybe have Chris, the other Chris, do that announcement in our next segment. Okay. Let's continue briefly about Roswell. Now, if Roswell is not a balloon, if Roswell is not a test aircraft, if it's some kind of alien ship, that ship has to be somewhere. The wreckage has to be somewhere. If bodies were recovered at the Roswell scene, those bodies have to be somewhere. Someone has to be investigating this. So people out there have guilty knowledge of Roswell because people are doing this research, especially if it's involving reverse engineering. And I'm not talking, of course, about Velcro and night vision goggles and the stuff from Phil Corso's book. I'm talking about something where we have a real event. Where is the wreckage? Where's the proof? Who has it? Or is it hidden away somewhere in Warehouse 13 and people forgot about it? That doesn't make sense either. So what's your perception about that, Chris?
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs there. You know, the reality is if there had been a crash or something was retrieved and where do you put it, given the fact that everybody has heard of Area 51 and Hangar 13 and whatever, you know, that's the least likely place that it's going to be. I mean, they found Einstein's brain in a mayonnaise jar in Kansas in somebody's office. You know, who knows where pieces of debris from a crashed UFO might end up. It could be literally anywhere, possibly not even in the United States anymore.
There's a doorstop in Dick Cheney's bunker.
Dick Cheney's bunker, yeah. Yeah.
And so Dick Cheney wakes up every morning and he sees across the hall the wreckage from the Roswell spaceship. Okay, so we've got a new rumor started now.
Absolutely. And he probably puts his feet up on it when he's reading the paper.
Well, you know, his new heart is alien.
It was reverse engineered. Absolutely.
Right.
Dick Cheney has a heart?
Well, you know, the other thing I like to say, and I've actually, I've used this a few times in my talks, and I say I finally have proof that aliens have come down to Earth and taken over the minds and bodies of humans, because how else can you explain Rob Ford? Surely people in the United States have heard of Rob Ford.
Yes, we have.
So there you go.
But then some people say the same thing about Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney or Chris Christie or any number of people. Absolutely.
Oh, we're getting to politics here. People are going to be freaking when we get involved in the politics. But you get the point here.
Yeah.
A lot of ifs. If we have the spaceship, it's got to be somewhere. People are working on it. Or would it have been moved to private industry because that way the secret's kept better?
Well, of course, there's a private industry and military technology. There's a lot of cross-pollination going on. You have to understand that some of the major companies, Lockheed and Hughes and even Hewlett-Packard and places like IBM, there's a sort of a military injection going on, and there's a working on both sides. So whether it's in industry totally or in sort of a hybrid, who knows? I wouldn't at all be surprised if the technology and what they found in Roswell was so far in advance that they haven't figured it out yet. Forget about, reverse engineering. The old argument about if you gave Leonardo da Vinci an iPhone, would he be able to understand how it works and would he be able to duplicate it? In his day, given his technology, no, it would sit on his shelf and he would have no idea. He'd take it apart, but he would have absolutely no idea some of the concepts and processes involved on how the thing could work. You know, if we do have a chunk of a spaceship from a civilization that somehow got here, it might be so foreign that we have no idea what some of the function was and how to recreate it. I mean, we're sort of fooling ourselves when we think that we'd be able to understand alien technology. One of the things that astronomers do, we start speculating about what the advanced civilizations are like. I mean, our sun is an average star. There are stars that are millions of years older than our sun that are about the same age in terms of astronomical figures, the same temperature. They will have planets the same. You know, we are holding in our hands sometimes an example of the iPhone. You know, 20 years ago, that was completely ridiculous and preposterous to think that you could have a device like that to communicate with. Well, 20 years from now, what are you going to be holding in your hand if you're going to be holding anything in your hand at all? What are you going to be communicating with others with in 50 years, in 100 years, in 1,000 years? And I've said that, there's stars similar in temperature to our sun with planets that could be a million years in advance. Well, let's just be a little more pessimistic. Let's say there's a civilization out there that's only 100,000 years more in advance than us.
Oh,
I mean, will they have been able to figure out how to travel between the stars? How would they communicate? What would their ships look like? Would we even recognize them as ships? Would silly things like radar be easily enough to dismiss and hide from?
Really?
I mean, we have simply no idea of the technology of the future.
So in that case, it would be so alien, so advanced, it would just be sitting there, and they might as well put it on ice or stick it in the bottom of this Warehouse 13 because they couldn't figure it out. But then if they recovered bodies, that's another story.
Yes, if they recovered bodies, that would certainly, be a little bit different. There's the stories about the bodies being, some of them being alive, some of them working in conjunction with alien, with the Americans and the underground bases and Dulce and things like that. I mean, to me, those are pretty fanciful stories. But if there were their bodies inside, that would certainly help us, in trying to understand where they were from and what the technology was like. My guess is they'd probably want the bodies back.
Well, the other assumption here is why would we consider them to be even living things? They could be robots of some sort, cyborgs, whatever.
Yeah, and the reality is, we're living in the Steven Spielberg generation where anything and everything is possible. So we are, you know, this allows us to be spurred into thinking about our universe in different and fairly remarkable ways. And the people who are working in labs and are the engineers and the physicists of today, they grew up watching Star Trek on TV and Buffy and X-Files and things like that. The possibility is endless for developing concepts and enlarging one's mind and one's world. So, you know, a lot of this is advancing. The fact that science fiction actually advances science more than people credit it. So, in fact, you know, it's a wonderful way to encourage youth in schools to think in terms of science, is to get them going and talking about some of the science fiction concepts. And I, you know, do the same thing with UFOs. I encourage young people to talk about, you know, if there were aliens, would they look like us? Would they have two eyes? Would they necessarily have two legs? How would they travel? What would they breathe? What would they eat? How would they communicate? All these wondrous things to get people thinking and talking about who we are, not necessarily about what aliens are like, but who we are. And can you really understand what humans are like by looking outward?
And you wonder if that isn't part of the purpose of UFOs, to make us think about the future.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful way of doing it.
Yeah. Jumpstart some sort of evolutionary imperative, a survival strategy to get the human race off this planet before, you know, the sun goes supernova, or we get a really bad coronal mass ejection, or get hit by an asteroid. You know, this could be a way that we are fooling ourselves to invigorate our efforts to actually get out there and seed our gene pool out into the stars. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Except for Roswell, because if Roswell is a physical craft that was physically recovered, then that goes against that meme. But then there are others to argue about. We have Chris Rutkowski joining Gene and KK. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and KK and Chris Rutkowski, we were focusing there about the possibilities of the UFO mystery and what it means to people. If only to make us think about the future, that in and of itself, regardless of whether they're spaceships or not, tends to make it really fascinating. All right, let me ask you one more thing about the Dream Team before we leave that subject, maybe forever. Now, when I talked to Kevin Randall about this a couple of times on the show, he said the purpose was to kind of look at the Roswell evidence as a cold case to see if anything new could be learned about it. Now, except for the story about the slides in the attic, which we haven't heard much more about. Are we getting anywhere at all? Is there any progress being made towards coming up with more answers about Roswell?
I have not had much coming my way recently in terms of the progress. I know that there that Kevin's working at it, that there's some talk about another expedition back at the site. There's at this point, you're talking about trying to track down, you know, third and fourth hand sources who can testify that somebody had said they really saw something and that something really existed. And it's a matter of, you know, as you had yourself said, you know, somebody out there has information. It's a matter of finding that person. And one of the ways that police work cold cases is that they really extend their net wider and wider and wider and begin to look at every available tip that they had received and see if there's anything that makes sense into a larger picture. You know, that's one of the things that the Dream Team is looking for. Now, whether there's anything out there to be found or not, I don't know. But, you know, it is, as we pointed out, it's a long time ago and a lot of people's memories are gone. And a lot of the people who, you know, will have had information have passed away. And the documents themselves are probably not around anymore. But the possibility is there, and that's why a lot of people refuse to give up on this particular case. So like you say, it's sort of the holy grail. It's the case that could prove things one way or another. And that is why people are really doggedly pursuing it.
Well, I would think, Chris, with all the material that was allegedly collected by the military, that somehow, someone, sometime, somewhere would have squirreled away a piece of that memory metal-like material and that it would have surfaced by now.
That's a very good good point. You know, somewhere somebody had a little piece of metal that sprung up when you squashed it, and that would be enough to, you know, to keep you going and try and duplicate it. And there's been some suggestion, you know, that some labs and some universities have had such things, and that's what's, you know, kept going in a lot of research. But, you know, why hasn't that person come forward? I don't know. I mean, you can, you know, put on your paranoid hat and say that they were threatened with death of their families and all their livelihood and so forth if they said anything. And, you know, that would certainly keep a lot of people from talking. Whether, you know, it would be possible to put such a lid on it that nobody talked, that remains to be seen. But again, the government does keep secrets, and there's been proof that it has been. The, you know, the black projects that are approved every year by Congress are of the hundreds of millions of dollars, and we have no idea what a lot of that stuff goes for. So there are secrets being kept. Are some of them related to UFOs and Roswell? I have no idea, but that's what keeps a lot of people going on this whole Roswell thing.
Is there a point here where you say, you know what, we've done everything we can about Roswell, we're just going to have to set it aside for now?
Well, I think that's what a lot of people have done. I think Kevin and the team, like you say, are looking at it as a cold case. So they're pursuing it in a lot of ways. And cold cases sometimes take many decades to arrive at fruition. So I think there's a lot of other things that they're working on, but they're just not letting go. I mean, there was a news report just today that somebody believe they've found the Holy Grail, like the Grail, like the cup. And how long have people been searching for that besides Indiana Jones? So, you know, there are these things that people are going to be searching for a long time. Maybe it's just that one bit of evidence that is required, and it'll blow everything up, and we'll have the answers. But until that point, we just simply don't know.
Oh, I think we'll just stop the discussions of Roswell. But every time we do, and every time we promise to do that, people are still coming back.
Right.
Chris Rutkowski, do you think we'll ever, in our lifetimes, have some real answers about UFOs?
I would have to say in our lifetimes, no. And it's not that I'm being pessimistic. I think that the question is so complicated. I mean, we're even if we are a year away from the discovery of an Earth-like planet, we're many years away from contact with other civilizations in our galaxy.
Unless they take the move and contact us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they might want to be contacting us, and maybe they're broadcasting on a frequency right now that we're just not paying attention to. But I think there will be communication eventually between other civilizations in our galaxy. But right now we're just focusing on radio waves and optical resources, so maybe there's something else we're not trying.
Yeah. Also, you have to think here, if we establish radio communication, either it takes decades or centuries, or they're using subspace radio.
Or, yeah, something that we haven't been able to tap into yet. And the UFO phenomenon is going to continue on. I mean, I believe that there's alien civilizations out there, you know, I'm the doubting Thomas. I don't see the proof that they really are here. At the same time, there's a real phenomenon because that's what my data suggests. But saying the two are related is not completely valid yet. So there's a relationship. But in what form does that make? I mean, it's possible that what people are reporting are some, you know, military operations that are classified secret. It's possible that there's a natural phenomenon. It's possible that there's some hitherto unexplored other atmospheric phenomena. It's possible that there, you know, is a whole series of things. But I think it's important.
Other tenants in the building.
Pardon me?
Other tenants in the building.
Other tenants in the building. It's important for the scientific community to take another look at UFOs so that we do have a better understanding of our world and our universe.
And even if it doesn't turn out to be spaceships, people are seeing something, and we really should know what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You see, when we're on the rare shows here that covers a lot of UFOs where we don't take the position necessarily that they're spaceships, they might be. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of complexities there. We have inconsistencies in terms of the shape, the size, etc., etc. So if it were spaceships, does it mean they have all sorts of different models that come down here, different civilizations? I wouldn't presume to know. Chris Rutkowski, would you tell our listeners if they have more information, they need more information, or they have a sighting to report, where they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. The survey, the Canadian UFO survey, is available online at survey.canadianuforeport.com. That's survey.canadianuforeport.com. And to report UFOs, you can actually send it via email at CanadianUFOReport@hotmail.com. And you can see me on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm Ufology Research on Twitter. And there's a host of ways in which you can contact others to report your own sightings. You know, I've mentioned Peter Davenport and MUFON. If you see something, we won't be able to get any closer to understanding the UFO phenomenon unless you report what you've seen. So, by gosh sakes, report it.
Chris, the other Chris, or KK, has a great new book out called Stalking the Herd about the cattle mutilation phenomenon. It appears to be taking off there to a reasonable degree at Amazon Books. He's been doing the book author's circuit. But if you want to buy a copy and have him personally autograph that copy, go to stalkingtheherd.com. That's stalkingtheherd.com. And that also leads to his other site, OurStrangePlanet.com. Once again, if you buy it from Chris and not from Amazon, where they take, you know, a 4,000% in profit, then Chris will be so grateful he'll sign the book.
And my own publisher would be yelling at me if I didn't point out that I have a number of books.
There you go.
We do.
Out there as well. And you just go look for my name, Chris Rutkowski, on Amazon. And my most recent book is called The Big Book of UFOs.
Okay, you can find us on Twitter, where we are at The Paracast on Twitter. Go to forum.theparacast.com to check out the forums, pose questions for upcoming guests. Chris Rutkowski, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.